Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Sirius XM Channel 80, the ESPN app. Check out the app if you don't have it. You probably do have it. You can listen to us anywhere. Oh, I got to go. I can't listen. Oh, I already got to where I'm going. I got to turn the. I'm turning off the car. I got to get out. No, you can hear us on the app. So, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. And guys, this is the way I want to phrase this question because I think it is a real one. I'm not talking about who's on the hot seat, whose job depends on nothing like that. What I want to know, and we're going to talk about this throughout the hour, who needs a playoff win more this year, Belichick or Mike McCarthy? Bill Belichick is, I once considered, before when Tom Brady was there, I thought Bill Belichick was clearly the greatest coach in the history of American team sports.
Gee, did you hear me sigh?
Because you are not supposed to be able to win the Super Bowl six times in 18 years in an NFL that's all about parity. And people were like, oh, is it more Brady or Belichick? I'm like, you got to be crazy. Of course it's the coach. It's football. It's always more about the coach than anything, right? Then Brady left. He hasn't won a playoff game.
Now don't going stop, into, Max.
Listen, we are in year three. Key, he was 7-9. He made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. That's good. He's not the only coach to do that.
Can we cut through the chase?
If the end of this season he doesn't have a playoff win, that's 3 years, no playoff win.
Can we cut to the chase? So if you're, are you building a case for Bill Belichick to not be the greatest coach of all time? And if you are, then tell me a solution on who you think is the greatest coach of all time.
What I would say is I think Belichick went from clearly he's the greatest NFL coach of all time to he is in the conversation with Vince Lombardi and with Bill Walsh.
Chuck Knoll.
And with Chuck Knoll, sure. He's in that conversation. And maybe he wins the argument. But now you have to start talking about it because if the one variable is the greatest quarterback of all time and you've never won a Super Bowl as a head coach without him.
Come on, Max.
But that's the real, though. I'm not it up.
Is Phil Jackson is the greatest coach of all time?
I think there's a strong argument.
Yeah, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. Are you holding that against them? Like, well, you don't do it for certain people, but yet when it comes to Bill Belichick, you hold it against him. But you have Tom Brady.
You can't just tie Phil Jackson's success to Michael Jordan. Well, he won without Michael Jordan. He did.
Yeah, with Kobe Bryant and Shaq.
Right, and because
what?
And because of Kobe, what did Kobe and Shaq do without Phil Jackson? See what I mean? But what did Tom Brady do without Bill Belichick? They didn't win anything without Phil Jackson. Anything?
But Kobe didn't play for anybody else.
No, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Other than the Lakers.
Yeah, but other guy, but other coaches other than Phil Jackson. And by the way,
so
did Michael Jordan.
Won in Miami with D Wade.
Shaq did. Yep.
So does that minimize Phil Jackson?
I wouldn't say it minimizes him, but it would look even better for Phil Jackson if he didn't win without him. Yeah.
But it still looks, you never use that argument. Like, you only use this argument for Bill. You never bring that part up for Phil Jackson.
Jay, how would you know? You never heard me make that argument.
It was a perfect situation, okay, for Tom Brady to go to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Agreed.
Tom Brady did exactly what he should have done, find a team that had a little more talent than he had in New England. Mind you, he did go to the divisional round of the playoffs the year that he left and they lost to Tennessee. So it wasn't like they completely were failures at the end in New England. They just didn't. Tennessee just was a hungrier, younger team that pounded on them, and Vrabel kind of knew the Belichick way and went in and took care of business. What I would say is it when you ask the question which one of these coaches need a playoff win the most, I would simply say it's Mike McCarthy.
It's not even a question.
Opposed to Bill Belichick. Because Bill Belichick, if he didn't make the playoffs, he's not getting fired. If Mike McCarthy doesn't, as the owner said, doesn't have a nice deep run in the playoffs, which to me means a win, he's probably going to get fired.
I understand you could always point to that and say, look, one dude's job is on the line, and that's legitimate. If that's how you're judging it, I can't argue with how you see it. But the way I see it is this. When there is something as large as the number one legacy of all time at stake, and I do think it's at stake for Belichick. Jay, don't confuse what I'm saying with this means that nothing he did counts. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying that his record goes from unassailable to all of a sudden you can start to find things that say, well, hold on, wait a minute. He three years after Tom Brady left, he didn't win a single playoff game.
But Max, even if he doesn't get to the playoffs ever, he's still cemented as the greatest of all time.
Oh, the greatest? Really? There's nothing he could – really?
I mean, they made it to the playoffs this year with a rookie quarterback.
Okay, so other coaches have done that.
Not only that, Jay, it's not even about a rookie quarterback. He's won 6 Super Bowls and gone to 9. Mm-hmm.
17 divisional championships in 20 years, Key.
Now, I'm going to ask you, in the 20 years that he's been the coach of the New England Patriots, how many Hall of Fame players do you think he's had?
Off the top of my head, I don't know. I don't know. But he had the one Hall of Fame player that mattered. And without him, he never won.
But hold on. In 20 years, though, he's only had 3 Hall of Fame players. 3. 2 of them are already in. And the other one will be in whenever he decides he wants to be in. Seymour, who just got inducted this past year, and Ty Law. Both of them on the defensive side of the ball. Nobody on the offensive side of the ball except Tom Brady and then Gronkowski later on in Tom Brady and Bill Belichick's coaching careers. He's done all that. Despite not having,
he had the greatest quarterback of all time. Come on,
but did you can't the great? Okay,
the first year Tom Brady wasn't
his
with
first
Belichick,
three
he
years
won
that
the
they won a
Super Bowl.
So, the first 3 years that they won a Super Bowl wasn't about Tom Brady.
But you can say that.
But
Hold on,
here's another parallel.
I can say that because it's fact.
He didn't win without Tom Brady.
Max, here's another parallel. I go back to basketball. So like. You've agreed to me. I heard you say this before that Phil Jackson is the greatest basketball coach of all time.
Yeah, I think
so.
That's
Phil Jackson's
best
run with the Knicks didn't affect your opinion of coaching ability
as the GM.
Well, GM
as
coaching
the team president.
I mean, he had years where they were not great with the Lakers too.
No, what I would say about Phil Jackson is this: I have argued that Phil Jackson's number one, right? However, I don't claim like Bill Belichick was different for me. Bill Belichick did something that was so different from everyone else. Now, people used to make arguments to me against Belichick, and I'd be like, nah. But they'd be like, look, he didn't win any Super Bowls with the Browns. He had some bad seasons in Cleveland. He got to the Patriots.
He was in Cleveland a day.
Jay, Key, I'm talking about arguments that were made to me about Belichick back in the day. These are arguments. You could argue against them, but this is what was said through the years. Then he never won a Super Bowl with the Patriots without Tom Brady. And I would point out, hey, he won 11 games, Belichick did, with Matt Cassel when Brady wasn't there. And people would point out they were undefeated the year before, and they didn't make the playoffs in the year they didn't have Brady. So now all those pieces of evidence, the fact is, since Brady left, he had a losing season, and then he made the playoffs with a rookie quarterback but didn't win a playoff game. And guys, if he wins a playoff game this year, that's really good, and that shows that a lot of what you're saying is true. If he doesn't make the playoffs this year or doesn't win a playoff game, it doesn't mean all the other stuff didn't count, but it does mean without Tom Brady, he really hadn't done anything as a head coach.
So what if Brady doesn't make the playoffs?
At the age of 45?
Now you're throwing his age in there.
Yeah.
Now you're throwing his age in there. But then I could also say, well, Belichick didn't have any players when he left the first year when they went 7-9 and they had Cam Newton and they had to scrap everything. They didn't have any players. Didn't have anything.
Oh, that's not to say
he's
not even a
good coach. And that's the reason that Tom Brady decided to leave.
Yeah, I agree. So, Key, but I'm not arguing he's not a great coach. I'm saying the GOAT. The greatest of all time. He's an excellent coach, clearly, to do the things you're talking about, even since Brady left. That's a real good coach.
You're probably the only person I know.
The greatest coach of all time.
You're probably the only person I know that's trying to argue that Bill Belichick isn't the greatest coach in the modern era of football.
He might be. or he might not be.
And did this whole conversation originate off of whose legacy has more at stake? Is that
no,
is that
I'm
the
saying
question?
Who needs between, the – what I'm saying is Mike McCarthy needs to win more to keep his job in the playoffs. But Belichick is protecting a legacy that's number one ever. I think the stakes are higher.
Yeah, but we can't even put Mike McCarthy and Bill Belichick in the same breath.
Well, no, of course not.
For what's at stake, I mean, even legacy-wise. If Bill Belichick misses the playoffs this year, his legacy is not affected. It won't be affected by anybody else in the world.
Untrue.
But you.
Untrue.
But you.
Nope.
You're the only person
nope.
questioning Bill Belichick's legacy.
That's hold on.
You're the only
I'm
one
not
doing
questioning
it.
His legacy as a Hall of Fame coach. I'm
you're
questioning it
as
the number
of all time.
One legacy ever. And if 3 years without the only quarterback he ever won a Super Bowl with, he can't win a playoff game.
So build
game.
The case for somebody else who replaces
I told
him.
You. I said Vince
you
Lombardi.
You gave me multiple people.
I would have to sit down and figure out who
well,
I think is number one.
You should be doing this if you're making an argument for
no,
it.
No. What I'm saying is, and it may be Belichick, what I'm saying is he falls back to the pack. There's an argument again.
But once upon a time, there was no argument. But it ain't just about Tom Brady, man. Y'all, you keep saying, you do understand Willie McGinnis and Teddy Bruschi and Ted Johnson and Vince Wilfork and Asante Samuel and Ty Law and Lawyer Malloy and Corey Dillon and Antoine Edwards and all the different players that he's had that have come through there outside of Tom Brady. It wasn't just Tom Brady.
Okay, so Key, is this, there's
especially
no question.
The
Belichick,
three Super Bowls.
So Belichick is no question number one over Bill Walsh, over Vince Lombardi, over Chuck Knoll, over everyone, right? He's number one clearly.
Is Tom Brady number one clearly over Joe Montana?
I would say based on longevity, you have to give it to Brady, yeah.
Okay, so based on longevity, you know Bill Belichick's been coaching forever, and he has six Super Bowl rings, and Bill Walsh does not. Mm-hmm. So if Tom Brady has longevity,
with two,
and Joe Montana has four.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So if you're going to say Tom Brady's the best that ever do it, based
Bill
on,
Walsh also invented an offense, basically, or popularized it that changed the NFL.
And Bill Belichick also done a whole bunch of other things, inventing
yeah,
this.
But Key, what I'm saying is, I may even agree with you. It's Belichick. I don't know. I think it probably is. But like, if he doesn't win a playoff game, my point is, it's an argument again, where there was no argument when Brady was there.
Can we bring my guy Reese Davis into this conversation, please?
Sure. Host of ESPN College Game Day and ESPN College Game Day podcast, the great Reese Davis, ladies and gentlemen. He joins us on behalf of Eckrich Smoked Sausage. Find them in the refrigerated meat aisle at your favorite grocery store to create one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you. What's going on, Reese?
Hello, RD.
I'm just sitting here being entertained by this splitting of hairs that you guys have on the hot takes. I mean, it's got to be Belichick, right? I mean, the argument I hate out of all of this is that, well, Belichick never won without Tom Brady. Well, okay, fine, but, I mean, precious few are the coaches who've won without great players. But I've seen, a lot of bad coaches screw up teams with great players. Am I right about that?
Yeah, but we're not.
Thank you.
But Reese, my point is not that he's not a great coach.
Somebody with some reason on this damn show, Reese.
My point is not that Belichick is not a great coach. He's clearly a great coach, and he just won't get to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. My point is simply that before Tom Brady left, There was no argument for anyone else. He's the GOAT by far. There's nothing like. And now, if he doesn't win a single playoff game 3 years after Brady, for 3 years without Brady, now all of a sudden there will be arguments for Bill Walsh, for Vince Lombardi, for others, that he comes back to the pack a little bit. That's outrageous.
I don't know if it's outrageous. I think he sort of set himself apart. You know, I think he's taken a step apart, and if he doesn't finish up with another Super Bowl, very few walk out on top in any walk of life. They drag most of us out boots first in ways that we didn't want to go. You know, life is suffering. You just have to eliminate the unnecessary suffering as best you can. So, you know, if Belichick's suffering at the end is not winning playoff games, I don't think it diminishes his standing at the top.
Reese Davis,
in my sport, there's not really any debate about who the greatest is, the greatest of all time and of current time. That's a pretty easy
Nick Saban.
That's a pretty easy equation right now.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Reese Davis, host of ESPN College Game Day and ESPN College Game Day podcast. So when you talk about Alabama, They didn't win a national title last year. Ohio State didn't win a national title a year ago, but Georgia did. Are these three teams clearly the best teams right now in college football?
Yes. And there's a pretty significant gap in the rest. Things could happen this year that, you know, whether it be misfortune, injury, bad chemistry, whatever, to bring them back to the pack. But even with all of the players that Georgia lost on defense, they're just replacing them with the next set of potential stars. And that is really the question about Georgia among those three right now, I think. How close are they to this Alabama juggernaut, not in the current moment, but in terms of being able to send, you know, five defensive guys to the first round of the NFL and then come back and do it again and go to the playoff with the next set of recruits? I personally think they're there, and but doing it, you know, remains to be seen. And I think there's a gulf between them and those three and everybody else in terms of rosters from top to bottom. Closest would probably be Clemson in terms of talent, with a big quarterback question still. And I really like Utah. And Keyshawn, I think from your standpoint, I'm still a little skeptical of USC because of the dynamic of putting all that together in the first year. But it probably won't be long until, you know, we can see USC ascend back into that realm at some point over the next few years.
Okay, RD, let's get to the Buckeyes coming up this weekend. Big time game against Notre Dame. What does Notre Dame have to do in order to pull off the upset?
Man, I mean, they'll have to be, Jay Will, they'll have to be effective throwing the ball. They're bringing in Tyler Buchner, who played some last year, but memory serves, has more career rushing yards and passing yards right now. Not that he's not capable of throwing. It's just that Jack Cohn played most of the time last year. And no matter how good you are on defense, and this would even, you know, this would even go for the Alabama defense, which I think from a talent standpoint has a chance to be historically great, or the Georgia defense, which has, you know, elite level talent. You're not stopping Ohio State, period. They're going to put up big time points. So you're going to have to keep up to some degree. So for Notre Dame to win the game, they'll need some timely stops. They'll probably need a couple of turnovers, and they'll need Buchner to be really, really efficient throwing the ball. And, you know, Notre Dame's had an injury at wide receiver to Avery Davis, which will, you know, will hamper them, but they've got a great tight end. They've got a tough offensive line. If they could run the ball a little bit, and Ohio State gave up a boatload of points last year. New defensive coordinator, new scheme. They think they'll be a lot better, but they, you know, the last time we saw them, Utah was running through them. Michigan was running through them. So, you know, there's an opportunity, I think, for Notre Dame if they can control the ball a little bit, come up with some timely stops and turnovers to have a chance to win the game. But, I think the number indicates what I think about the disparity between the two, that Ohio State's a pretty significant favorite.
Reese, unfortunately, I don't care about Notre Dame. I hope they lose by 100. But there is a former Notre Dame head coach that is now taking over a program in Louisiana. Brian Kelly takes over LSU, and he's going to have his big debut Sunday night. How much pressure is on him to get the Tigers back to, you know, somewhat of a national prominence for them in this program?
I think there's pressure because the last two head coaches, not the last three, but Saban reestablished, or really established it. LSU been wandering in the wilderness for generations until Saban got there. It was before Saban arrived, it was the most overrated home field advantage in the history of college football. But once he got there, he established LSU as a power, and then Les Miles won a title. Ed Ogeron won a title. And so that's going to be the expectation. That's why Brian's there. I don't think that there is a grace period necessarily, but I think given the turnover in roster in the first year there's not a lot of pressure on Kelly to win a championship or win the SEC West. I do think that they will expect to see something beyond just solid play against teams they should beat. I think there's pressure on him to do something big, pull some kind of upset. You know, whether it's, you know, knocking off Alabama or maybe winning 9 and being in the hunt for the SEC West late, maybe knocking off A&M, whatever it might be. I think there is some pressure to have some type of signature moment, but not necessarily in the first year anyway to win a championship.
That is Reese Davis, host of ESPN College Game Day and ESPN College Game Day podcast, who foolishly disagrees with my excellent take on what's at stake.
I didn't disagree with it. I just like to question it. You guys were going at it in a lot of ways. I enjoyed
it. Because Max has lost his damn mind.
Reese, the normally very rational person, has.
So we have to deal with it on a daily basis, RD.
Daily. Genius is never understood. Pearls before a swine. Thanks, Reese. Appreciate it, man. Good hearing from you.
All right, RD.
All right, guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Max.
Yo.
I know you got some issues with your eye.
Yeah.
You need to go get your brain checked next.
Do you understand genius is never understood in its time? I'm trying to help you guys become enlightened. Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job? But first, this word from Omega Accounting.
That key has. Oh,
is
no,
your
Max has
small
it.
Or medium-sized business still... Jay, what? Tell us about Omega
Accounting. You're doing too much.
Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Let Omega Accounting Solutions help. I want to tell you how Omega can help your business get a $26,000 refund for each employee with the Employee Retention Credit, or ERC. This powerful tax credit is based on the wages and health care costs you paid employees during the pandemic. That's right. This is money you already paid the government. You can get back just for keeping your employees working during that difficult time. Call Omega 800-704-2000 or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form for a free consultation. That's the best price, Jay. Free 99. Omega is a BBB partner with 15 years experience navigating tax incentives. They have recovered over, listen to this, $300 million in cash ERC refunds for customers just in the last 6 months. From restaurants to solar companies, and your small or medium-sized business could be next. Just let the big business get bailed out and subsidized by the government. What about you? You're entitled to this. Get started now by calling Omega at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com for a free consultation, and do it now before the government's filing window closes and this refund is gone for good.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. The ESPN app. One app, one tap. You take us anywhere on the ESPN app. Listen to the show live. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Ex-NFL coach John Gruden the man with whom Keyshawn Johnson won a Super Bowl. You did win a Super Bowl with him as your coach. You are uniquely qualified on this show.
Key, take it away.
Talk about John Gruden. He says his emails are shameful. But the way he said it to me, he felt like he's saying, shame on you emails. You know, like, oh, those emails. Shame on those emails. No, shame on you, coach. He hopes to get another shot.
He's dancing, right? He's being careful. He's in front of an audience. He's speaking at a touchdown club in Little Rock, Arkansas. Mm. And he's talking about the information that's out about him and his emails and the things that he's going through with the NFL and how he was terminated by the Las Vegas Raiders and Mark Davis and company. So he's going to say some things that, you know, you got to be careful. And I understand that. I understand he's couching his words and doesn't want to say anything that he could be heavily scrutinized for. But the damage is already done. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, I know that he would love to get back into coaching because he's a coach. That's what they want to do. I don't know that opportunity is going to come up in the National Football League, although people think that because he has friends, so to speak, in the NFL that have coached in the NFL that are on teams and running teams, that maybe if he doesn't get a head coaching job, he may just want to be a part of an organization. And that's the interesting part, is do the Kyle Shanahans of the world, the Sean McVays of the world want to align themselves with a John Gruden, knowing that these sort of things are out there about him and why he got terminated from the Las Vegas Raiders. Now, remember this, though, when he got terminated, fellas, it took him a couple days to make that decision. And originally, Mark Davis wasn't really on board with making that decision, but for whatever reason, the decision was made. And an owner can do whatever he wants to do with his team. The NFL can't tell an owner, as we can see with Deshaun Watson, not to sign a certain player or not to hire a certain coach. My question is, why did Mark Davis eventually part ways with John Gruden?
Yeah.
Why?
I mean, Mark Davis decides to get his hair cut that way. You know, he also decided to give John Gruden a 10-year contract. Who knows?
Man, people can make $1 million.
I mean, that's quite a haircut. Dennis in North Carolina, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Hey, yeah, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, listen, let me say this. I wouldn't hire John Gruden to coach a team made up of papier-mâché toy soldiers. It comes down to a question of trust. And right now, John Gruden does not have trust in the space of the NFL. So he's not worthy. He is not worthy to return to the NFL or, frankly, to return to the collegiate level to coach football. I'm totally on board with what number 19 says. No more John Gruden, please. We're done with that.
Am I saying your name right? No, you know, let's go to Justin in Connecticut. Justin and his name I know how to say, but not only that, he's on the topic.
Justin Craig?
Justin in Connecticut.
Hey, guys, love the show. And Keyshawn, you are always on point, man. Always on point with your takes on things. Lifelong Raider fan. I bleed silver and black. When they got Gruden on, I was excited and everything about him. But honestly, the apology he just said didn't seem sincere enough. He shouldn't get another coaching job in the NFL, possibly in the college thing, but I'm like disappointed in him a lot, and that's all I gotta say.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
you know, Jay, I think it's and you were all over. I can't even think of the guy's name, the strength coach that got hired by Jacksonville. But you were all over that. When Urban Meyer hired him a couple years ago, you turned beet red because you were all over it. You were, this can't happen, blah, blah, blah. There's not a difference in that situation in John Gruden's situation. Urban Meyer hired him and then realized, yeah, that's not probably good for my
business.
You know,
I got to
get rid of this dude.
I want to say this one time because you and I are on the same page.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to clarify that for people because people are saying, like, I agree with you, Key. Like, I'm playing the opposite road of it. I'm not. I'm on the same page as you. I wouldn't hire him. I wouldn't want him to be a reflection of my university or my franchise. I just bet on somebody taking a chance on him, understanding people and how we deal with them on a day-to-day basis.
No, I get it.
You know what I mean?
I get it, but what I'm saying, think about it this. Think about this, though. I can't even think of the strength coach's name, but anyway.
Yeah, I forget his name. It was
I can't think.
I
it was so long ago.
Chris something, right?
He got hired by Urban Meyer. In the moment that he got hired by Urban Meyer because he had, you know, racial slurs and did some stuff with players at Iowa and the whole deal and was eventually let go of there and been hired by Urban. As soon as Urban hired him, what type of blowback was the response from some of those players in that locker room?
Massive.
You know,
massive. Chris Doyle. Chris Doyle was his name.
Chris Doyle. Massive. And that's my whole point when you start to talk about hiring somebody with a track record, allegedly speaking in a negative light in many ways about many people across all sorts of genders and whatnot and racial tones and hidden language and just all the little tricks that go on. Imagine if you were to hire him again, whether it's college or the NFL. Just imagine that with all of the world, I call it United Nations in the locker room, because in the NFL, the locker room got everybody, man. We got a little bit of every race. We got every gender in our locker room. We got it all in the building. We got mothers. We got fathers. We got blacks. We got whites. We got Hispanic. We got LGBTQ. We got so much. Imagine bringing that into a building and trying to sell that to your fan base.
I'm with you.
Robert in Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Well, thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say I played high school and college football at a very high level and had some of the best black teammates. And I always just cherish that. And, you know, there's no way Gruden pens those things without believing him, because I've always been so sensitive, because obviously people have different opinions. But I just did a big post on Facebook saying, you know, John, I don't buy it. You wouldn't attend those things if you didn't believe it. And it makes me sick, because I always liked Gruden and I thought he would really be a cool dude around blacks. But to say those things or think that's funny, it disgusts me. And I don't think he should ever coach again.
But you just said the key word, a cool dude around blacks. He was always a cool dude. He ain't never, like I said before, he's never said anything out of pocket in front of me. At least as a former player who won a Super Bowl with him, Max, he's never said anything out of pocket around me.
You know what else, Keith?
But that's not what's scary.
Right.
The scary part is when I don't know who you are.
Right.
And then I find out who you are later.
This is what's interesting to me, guys, it's one thing, as I told you. Like, I remember Mel Gibson had an incident where he cursed out a cop who'd pulled him over, and the cop was – he thought the cop was Jewish, I think, and said all these things. And as a Jewish person, it didn't even offend me, because I understood he was angry and just spouting angry things at a target who – and whatever stuff was coming out from inside him, okay, fine. That's not why I don't like Mel Gibson. I have other reasons. But the point is, that incident, when in the heat of the moment, people will say angry things even if they harbor certain feelings. It doesn't – those things don't offend me, but when it's calculated, when it's an email, you have time to sit down, think, put it in writing, and then, Key, you're sending it to a high-ranking official in another organization, meaning you believe you have a sympathetic ear. So you, a powerful figure in your industry, puts down in writing this stuff and sends it to an audience you think will be receptive to it. That reflects a culture.
Yeah,
that we shouldn't want.
And on top of that, not to drag others into this, though, Jay, but if you look at the history and just follow the breadcrumbs and the connection of the dots, if you look at the history of the Washington Commanders and the things that they have done in that organization, but you also look at the history of Bruce Allen, the former general manager of the Washington Commanders, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and Oakland Raiders, whose brother was the governor of Virginia once upon a time, who had to retire and step down from the political world because some things very similar, okay, to what those emails alluded to from John, and you all start connecting the dots. Come on, man. Those conversations don't just, You don't just wake up in the middle of the night trying to have conversations if it's not something that occurs on a normal basis because you think you can do it and you'll never be caught because it's your boys.
And Key, here's the last thing I'll say about this as we get to more callers, though. That's why it makes me feel like John Gruden, deservingly so, but was the fall guy. Like it was, there's something bigger and deeper there.
That's essentially his lawsuit against the NFL, is that he's being singled out.
That is being covered up.
Join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN. Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So LeBron James...
Yes.
Sports Illustrated, guys.
He's going to play until he's 70.
Here's the quote. You want me to read the quote?
Yes. Yes, I want you to read the quote.
I definitely be looking at who got first-round picks in 2024, 2025, things of that nature, 2026, 27.
What?
I pay attention to that type of stuff, he added. I feel like I could play for quite a while, so it's all up to my body, but more importantly, my mind. If my mind can stay sharp and fresh and motivated, then the sky's not even a limit for me. I can go beyond that, but we shall see.
Here's I am question. God!
Yeah, he's getting carried away a little bit.
Here's I am the king!
Here's the question. Could he still be a top 10 player in his mid-40s? Tom Brady is. Could LeBron? Jay, what do you think?
In his mid-40s? I mean, he's...
What's that, like 5 years, 6 years from now?
Mid-40s is like 7 years.
Well,
he's
let's say
30,
40, 41, 42.
He's turning 38, right?
44, 5, and 6 is mid-40s. So 44.
So how many years is that from now, though?
That's what I'm saying.
6 years.
6 years?
He's
six.
Just turning 38.
I don't know if he could be top 10. In
six years?
No, no. What about top 20? What about top 20? No to top 20? Are you sure he's not the best right now?
44 years old?
6 years from now?
Yeah.
Six.
Who's been in the league 19 years already? What, 19, 20 years?
I'll never go against.
He's still healthy.
I'll never go against a LeBron James. I seen Jerry Rice at 40 something years old, man.
Yeah.
It ain't the same.
Yeah.
Jerry Rice could have been the fifth receiver, sixth receiver, up one active 1 week, down the next.
I mean, T.O. just ran a 4.5
And guess what? And
running
T.O.
straight line.
In that straight line. And again, T.O. could be active 1 week, not active. Is T.O. good enough to play 30 snaps in a game? Yes. Yes. Yes, he's good enough to play 30 snaps.
I'll tell you what. I believe in 2 years, LeBron will still be a top 20 player. I feel confident.
But you didn't say two. You said six.
No, I know. But I'm just trying to extrapolate. Like, in 2 years, could it be a top 10 player? I think it's possible. In 2 years,
yes,
it could be a top 10 player.
2 years, he's going to be a top 10 player.
So let's say you're top 10, you're 7 or 8 2 years from now. Could you be top 12 or 13 2 years from then? You know what I mean? Like, it's possible that he could be top 20.
So.
No, it's possible. It's unlikely. But also, he could just be – I remember Sean Kemp was a decent post-up player when he
was at 45.
Yeah, but, dog, like look at the wear and tear he's had on his body the last 2 years.
Yeah.
45,
that's,
though, Max.
Yeah, man, that's crazy.
Not 25.
No, I know.
That's different.
I don't give a damn what Tom Brady telling y'all he do.
Well, he could still be in the league, though, at 45.
Yeah. Still be in the league.
Yeah.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are back in 10 seconds.
Yeah,
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. Check it out.
You should have saw the other one, Key. The other one, we're talking about Bill Belichick.
He caught me again.
I caught him again. He had his arms folded very tight.
Like,
and was swaying back and forth.
Like, you're not going to tell me anything. Jay is the worst.
So good. So good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Is it Friday yet?
Give me some jerk chicken, some rice and peas, man, some cabbage.
Ooh. Sit by that beach. I'll be eating all that.
Some curry goat. Aki fish.
I can fish.
Now, let me stop for y'all.
Yeah, what?
Yeah.
I can fish.
You know, hey, Key, you really from
Brian in Hartford. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Morning, Don. Nice to get on, a first-time caller.
What's up, baby?
Listen, Don Gruden, you know, had his opportunity. And one of the things I've learned in my 64 years is that just because I accept an apology, that doesn't mean I got to invite you over for Christmas dinner. You know what I'm saying?
There's
a way to tell people to go to hell, but have them looking forward to the trip. That's my take on John Gruden. He had an opportunity. Chances are, if you look deep enough, you're going to find some skeletons in the closet. And we all have skeletons. But what kind of skeletons are they? And I really think that, you know, there's a problem in the NFL that, you know, ownership and the upper echelons of coaching by some, you know, by some guys, it's not right.
All right. Look.
He's right, though. You could uncover a lot and find a lot of skeletons in a lot of people's closets. But I promise you, there's certain people closets you're not going to find that type of behavior in. Mm-hmm.
They have different skeletons.
They're just different. Yeah. I got different skeletons. You ain't going to never find nothing like that about me. Yeah.
I think one of the reasons that some people, you know, there's this, they've turned like woke into a bad word, right? Is because there's a sense that cancel culture is at a point where there are certain third rails you can't touch. And if you touch them, now you're disqualified from civil society or your chosen profession. And to me, I also don't like cancel culture. Wait, hold on a second. Yeah, Key, I get it. But I also don't like cancel culture in that respect. But to me, I got to hear some real contrition and understanding and acknowledgement of what went, of what they did and how they need to correct it. And from Gruden, his language tells me he distances himself
from
it.
It sounded entitled.
It did sound entitled. Like it sounded when he says as though the email did it and he didn't do it. That's my issue. But Key, I know you have others. You can't trust the guy. You know, if you wouldn't send your kid to go play for him if he was the coach of a college program. David in North Carolina.
No, he's not sitting in my living room.
Right. David in North Carolina. Are you on this?
Good morning, everybody. Just wanted to say I also played in high school at a medium level in college, Division II. And, you know, normally your coaches, your leader, you know, everything that comes out of his mouth is like gospel. Somebody like him right now, there's absolutely no way I could respect him as a coach. in any way, shape, or form, I would probably just put on, take my uniform, put it in there, and disappear. Because the old saying, what don't come out in the wash will come out in the rinse. And you never know what he's actually thinking about you as a player and as a person. So how could you ever respect him?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you on that.
I think this key, that's what you're talking about, why you wouldn't trust them and well, trust
hard,
your kid
it's
with
hard,
them.
It's hard, Max, to align and go to battle for somebody that you know is this way.
Especially if you're worried about somebody.
You just know, even if he says, you know, and people come to his defense, oh, I've never heard him say these words. I never heard him say none of that. Never, ever. But the fact of the matter is, I see it, right? And it's in writing. And you're in court battling over information that's being leaked about you. It's hard to ignore that.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of attention is on John Gruden, which is deserving, but I do not want to let my foot up off the NFL's neck as it relates to the overall responsibility I feel like the league has as a whole. Like, I really agree with the last caller where he was talking about it. It seems like there's a lot of issues, and this is one of them.
They got a lot of issues. There's no question about it. The league has a lot of issues, and they're trying to correct those issues. Yeah. Every single day, I'm sure.
Let's slip one last call in, guys. Dana in Richmond, you have about 30 seconds.
Hey, what's up, fella?
What's going on? Go ahead, Dana.
How's it going, Keyshawn? What's up, Jay? What's up,
what's
Mac?
What's
going on?
Hey, look what I say about that John Gruden thing. Go ahead and let John Gruden coach for Snyder or that idiot in Miami, the owner, and all the idiots that think like them. Let them go on with them, and then they do their own thing. So we ain't even got to worry about John Gruden, none of the stupid stuff he say, or Snyder, or the dude, man. Mm-hmm. But let me say this right, this too, also, right quick. Yeah, I was talking about Lamar Vick and Cam.
We got 20 seconds, not even. Go.
I'm stopping.
All right, man, you done wasted 10 seconds.
All right. Cut,
you have to call
start.
Back tomorrow,
oh,
man.
You have to call back tomorrow.
Nah, we did, but
you gave him 20 seconds. He was going to. We got in my ear 30 seconds, 20 seconds, 10 seconds. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Greeny up next. We're back tomorrow, 6 a.m. on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. Proof.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.